Recording has started.
Okay, Sam, the stage is all yours.
Thank you, Klaus. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I'm living with a bit of an echo, but I think I can ignore that. Okay.
Maybe because there's two Sams connected at the same time.
Let's see if I can do this one. I can't. I'll live with it for the moment. And then when I'm not talking, try to sort it out. Okay. From the very beginning, there's been a problem between the two charters, the NCSD charter and the IMPACT charter. In the IMPACT charter, we include the phrase professional organizations or professional associations. And I think it was meant to catch organizations where professionals had come together for self-education or for civil society social policy outreach. And we've not been able to allow anybody in if the organization was made up of lawyers or insurance agents or just the Rotary Club from a community, because they're all business people. I'd like us to sort that one through for two reasons. One is that frequently, in the case of things like Rotary Clubs and so forth, they have a social agenda. The other is to discuss whether or not the self-education aspect qualifies, yes or no. I would think yes, but others think no, because we'd like them to be more knowledgeable about internet governance and how it impacts on what they do and how they could participate in it from the civil society side. So that's the one that I'd like to put on the table. Also, I'd add to that that there's a pressure on not-for-profits to move towards social business, and then we have to figure out how we're going to handle that, B corporation type stuff. And lastly, but I would say keep it separate now, I think we need to come back to how we deal with not-for-profits in entities like China. But that's a second issue, and I don't want to put it on the table right now. And I'd like some feedback or comments, and I'll try and get rid of one of my subscriptions here.
Thank you very much, Sam. Tapani, is there any kind of comment you would like to make?
Thank you, Klaus. And Sam, that is a good point. When I look at what the NCSG charter says, if you have this incorporated as a non-commercial entity or unincorporated, operates on a non-basis primarily for non-commercial purposes. I guess that's your problem here. But I do not see it likely to that we will be reviewing or changing the NCSG charter soon, like not within a year. And while it might have been in some way convenient to do that in this point, I really don't see it happening. It would be actually, it would be better to do NCSG charter first and then everything else. But as it is, not to do with that. And then if you want to set up NPOC members, they have to fit within this definition. How much that definition can be stretched to, well, it's primarily for non-commercial purposes.
Yeah.
I guess you would have to bring that to the NCSG Executive Committee for debate, or for NCSG discuss list for that matter, if there are some borderline cases. But maybe you could come up with an example, a specific case that you'd like to bring in, but it doesn't fit in with this now. Try to move this discussion forward in that way. or at least a well-defined hypothetical case. Sam, if you can explain.
Okay. Can I comment
Sorry.
Now?
No, Sam, you can't. John, you were. Did you want to talk? No, John had her hand up. So, Sam.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's John, can you hear me? Okay. No, I'll Tapani address that it's, you know, this whole non-commercial, so I'm good. I took my hand down, by the way, so I'll listen to Sam.
Okay, Sam, if you don't mind, I think actually what, that's why I go first. I think what Tapani just suggested is a very, very good way forward. I think we have a wee problem, and the wee problem is really how do you interpret primarily for non-commercial purposes? And there is a whole range. For example, you could do commercial fundraising through selling things, through doing things in order to fund something which is purely non-commercial and things like that. So the way forward to me would be to have three or four cases described and start discussing that not only in the NCUC policy committee, but also throw it out to the wider community, even maybe even the board, and to say, though, what do you think is actually the definition of primarily for non-commercial purposes? Because I don't think that we actually need to change so much or desire to change of the NCSC charter. Maybe the thing is not in changing the words, but clarifying exactly what the meaning of these words are. What are the boundaries of these words? So my proposal would be to, maybe with the help of Bernadetta and other people, to have examples and really find out what actually are the boundaries of this primary for non-commercial purposes. Okay, sorry, Sam, now you're.
Okay, thank you, Klaus. Sam, for the record, that's the point that I have been trying to drive forward for the past 18 months. I have tried to drive forward the point that the wording of the NCSC charter and the wording of the impact charter produce a confusion, and that the dialogue needs to be to sort out the confusion, not to change the NCSG charter. I would add that the proposed change, one of the proposed wording changes in the impact charter would make the situation more complicated and worse, so we have to address that. But what we need is clarity on understanding here. We don't necessarily need to change, and I don't believe we need to change the CSG charter at all. So it's not, the rebuttal should not be the NCSG charter is not up for review, but the dialogue should be around an understanding of the meaning of phrases in the NCSG charter and the existing phrases and possible new phrases in the MPOC charter after the review. I agree that putting together several simple, short, one-paragraph cases and saying this is where the confusion lies given the existing wording, and we need to sort out the confusion. And I'm prepared to work on that.
That's good. So the question, I just see Remy and are you having any comments? Good to not listen to having to listen all the time to the people who always have something to say. If that is not the case, what I would really suggest is that we talk about now how to create these case samples and what to do with them. So I think the good idea would be, thank you, Remy. I think a good idea would be Sam and Bernadetta, would you be interested in working with Sam on this? Is that something staff would be interested in?
Hi, Clark. This is Veneta speaking. Sorry, I was on mute. I'm sorry. Helping with what exactly?
To do these cases, to do one paragraph, 5 or 6 or 7 cases, what definitions are really real-life cases of, and then to describe what is not-for-profit or not-for-profit, non-commercial, and how we define that. And then we have to get this discussion into the NCSG level and also, I think, on the wider community level. Because I think the consensus here is that, at least so far, is that we don't have to change too much the wording of especially of the NCSC charter, but that we need to be clear about the definition, what these words are meaning. I'm very happy to also work on that and work with them on this one, but I think we need a fairly straightforward process on getting that done. So is that something you as staff would be interested in working with them on, at least on the first draft, and then throwing it out to us again to discuss it?
Sure, I think that's something that staff can help with.
Okay, Sam and Benedetta, how long do you think you need to get the first draft done? Sorry that I nail you on the wall, but we don't have too much time. I would really like to know how we get this going.
Sam here, for the record. I'm trying to think that through. I have 3 days of intensive conferences coming up. And then I have to travel. I'm worried about between now and the 25th as how much time I can carve out. I'll try to carve out some time. I'll get part of it done, but between now and the 25th, I'm under pretty intensive pressure.
Okay, and I just see Remy is typing quite vigorously, and he would like to join the little group. The more the merrier. So you three get together. And Remy, just to save me some typing, what part of the agenda are we? I have no idea what the agenda is because our working group leader Ponchele is unable somehow to join us. So. I'm just living here on the wing of a prayer and try to improvise, especially as we started half an hour late. Is that a question with a definition of what is actually not for profit? I think we are fairly clear on that one, how to proceed. Tapani, please.
Yeah, just pointing out that if we are going to discuss the meaning of or interpretation of NCSG charter, it should be done within the NCSG. So if you come up with some text, you still have to bring it to either NCSG Executive Committee or NCSG Discuss for wider discussion. So it will not go well if you come up with that. This is the definition thing, and everybody there will be surprised. But of course, doing some preliminary proposal or suggesting text will be fine.
Tapani, it would be completely misunderstood if any text we come up with is seen as a definition we want to stick by. This is a pure for consultation only, just for clarification. And thank you for bringing up this point, and it has to be absolutely clear to everybody, and I hope that everybody is on the same understanding. Whatever we come up with is just the basis for consultation and dialogue. This is not that we come up with a definition and say, okay, this is now the definition of not-for-profit, and we have to stick it for it with the rest of, for the rest of our life, and everybody has to follow us. I hope that you all agree with that one. Tapani, you're saying, I'm sure it's clear for you. I'm just worried about how NCUC see it. And I'm sorry, even as a Lutheran minister, I would love to quote you back out of the Bible and say, am I my brother's keepers? I can't all the time do something or not do something because other people might disinterpret it. And I think all our calls, all our deliberation, including this one, are completely open and transparent. And if people want to read a conspiracy into that one, they can be my guest, but I'm not taking them serious. I'm sorry about that. Okay, thank you very much. As a group is a little bit larger now, I just would like to let everybody know who is new for the group, the way we are going, agreed to work on. If you see on the right-hand corner of your Adobe Connect, Ponchele is now here, but he can't use voice. So all I would like to tell people, if you look at the right-hand corner of your Adobe Connect screen, you see the web links, and there is the NPOC charter and there's the issues tracker. And what we decided in our first meeting was basically to use a pre-designed form to collect issues and to discuss these issues and to come to solutions to these issues in this kind of calls and basically having these issues as a working document. So if you want to see where we are, what the issues are, or more important, if you want to add an issue, please go to the issues tracker, look at it, comment on the different issues, and also, as I said, more important, add to the next issues. So Sam and Ponchele, I know Ponchele, you can't talk, but Ponchele, as a group leader and as a leader of this discussion, which is the issue or what are the things you would like to discuss now now as the next point? So we have as the first issue the definition for not-for-profit. What would be the next issue? Would you like to discuss? Or Sam, do you have anything? John, please.
Great. John, for the record, one of the issues that I have, and you know me, you'll probably get mad at me, I'm always a broad thinker, so, you know, just be patient, is have we adopted as MPOC a definition of civil society? Hello?
Yep. Don't you hear thinking? Sam? Sam, you're on.
Okay, yeah. Let me come back to Joan on that one. We don't have a working definition of civil society because, in fact, if you look around, they are either such general statements that they're all that they include things that the charter would say no to, or they're so specific that they exclude things that the charters would say yes to. So I think that the path forward here is to look at the edges of what of the not-for-profit, NGO, civil society universe and say, this is the band where we have some confusion. We're not clear if these groups qualify or don't. They have a social mission, that's clear, but this is something about the way they are constituted. We're looking at, it's not so much the mission that they have, but the way they're constituted that is causing the issues within the existing charters. and we hope can get resolved as we revise our charter. And I think, you know, as I keep saying, the existing wording in the existing charters has produced the issue. It's not as though we're trying to capture new space. We're trying to resolve an old dilemma. So we may want to have a description of civil society, but whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, it won't address the problem that I'm concerned with.
Okay. John, you're next, and I have a comment on this one.
It's John for the record. I guess where I'm coming from is if we're going out there, which we are now going out there to engage our members and to build relationships, and I do agree with you, Sam, that there are lots of definitions of what civil society is. I just think that we should take a look at it and maybe even have a statement on which one is the closest that we adopt. For example, in Canada, in Canadian, or live in Canada, you know that at least it's now changing again. If you're a group that's advocacy, the government question whether or not you're civil society. But it's social justice, as far as I was concerned, as somebody involved in a not-for-profit. So, you know, I think that we need to give some leadway or some statement on what we accept as civil society in the context of not-for-profits and operational concerns. Thanks.
John, I think you just raised a very interesting issue, and let me try to give you my opinion on this one, and I think it really, really nicely coincides with one of the emails Cathy Kleinman just a few hours sent with regard to the NCUC review. And basically, it's I'm just trying to find the email of Cathy, and I will read it to you because here it is. I think the purpose of the NCUC has been misplaced. The purpose of NCUC is to represent non-commercial community online, political speech, personal speech, research, educational speech, and individual speech, and so on and so on. Domain names for non-commercial purposes. And what Cathy is doing here is something which is also key to our discussion. We are not supposed, and I don't think it's our role, to represent civil society or something which is NGOs or something which is what we are there to do, to represent are operational concerns of not-for-profit organizations. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to say is about the function we are doing. We are functioned to get there. It's not about representing groups. It's representing specific concerns of a defined clientele. Sorry that I got so confused at the end. Sam, save me.
Okay, that Sam here, that was my last, the hand up was still from before, but let me just make a comment here. Yeah, I see this as a two-stage operation of concerns focus. One is to get them to understand that there are benefits and risks of policies that are being developed within ICANN, and that they should be engaged in that policy process to represent not just themselves, but the not-for-profit, civil society, constituency. The other is to get them to understand that the operational concerns, the internet governance policies are now popping up all over the place, and that good citizenship and good stewardship of the internet and good citizenship ecosystem means that they should also be paying attention to what's going on at the other levels outside ICANN. That's the kind of spinoff of it. But our focus is to get them, you know, as NPOC to understand the benefits and risks of being of the internet governance policies from within ICANN. But we do need to get them aware of that other stuff. And we need to get ICANN more aware of that other stuff, in my view.
Okay, thank you, Sam. So basically, yes, okay, Sam. So just for clarity's sake, so we had the first issue, which is basically definition for what is non-commercial or things for it, and now we have an issue. Basically, what do we do and who or what do we actually represent? I think that that is a question I think it's so vague in the charter of NPOC that I think it would be a good idea to make it an issue really to ask the questions, who or what do we represent? And I think this is something we should add to our issue list to move on. And I think we should take the email from Kathy Kleinman, even if it addresses the NCOC charter. I think this is actually a very good point also for our NPOC deliberations. Are there any further questions with regard to this issue point? Any comments? Anybody else want something on the issue of who or what do we represent? Doesn't look like it. You please read the email, the chat comment from Benedetta, the long one, and let me know how you want to move there, and especially Pontole, because I'm only the default chair of this meeting, and I really don't want to make the habit of deciding anything here. So as this was our second issue, is we are mentioning here today, we've got 10 minutes left, or 9 minutes left. Is there anybody else who would like to start a third issue here and now? Please. Anybody who wants to start something? Up has a burning issue or anything he wants to add to the issues list? Come on, help me out here.
Both.
Yes, please, Sam. Sorry, I was reading the chat.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of things we might want to think about is, and these come up in doing the charter, but they're not part of the charter, and that's that. I'll hold them back. I'm sorry. I don't want to raise them now. No. Change my mind.
Okay. Okay, Pontole, you seem to be wanting to rewind the wheel, and you like the format that Benedetta is proposing. So what I would like to do here and now, and not to go too far, I would say, please, Pontole, you can make this, or Benedetta makes this available to everybody who's on the list or anybody who's participating in this conversation. And we stop basically the discussion on the issues here and now. And I hope that I hope that Pontile will guide us then during the week towards the next meeting, and also that we have at the next meeting less technical problems. So how does that sound to you? Is that okay with you, and especially Pontile? Is that in your spirit? As I'm seeing, Pontile not typing, but Benedetta. So is there anybody who wants to raise something, any other business, anything they want to get mentioned? No? Okay. Then I just would like to note that the next that the next call will be next week, same day at the same time. And as I said, hope to see you all there and hope to be clearer about the process and hope that we are clear about the technical problems. The only last thing is what I would like to do is Mariam, could you please add the two things we talked about, the two issues, and what we want to do about it to the issues list? And otherwise, if nobody has anything to say, thank you very much for your time. And I hope, as I said, I hope things getting a little bit smoother next time. Thank you very much. But also, I would like to be very, very grateful for the participation of non-NPOC participants. That's really appreciated. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the call. Apologies again for the technical difficulties today. Thank you. Have a good evening. Van, you may stop the recording.
Thank you.
And connect online. Thank you. Recording has started.
Okay, Sam, the stage is all yours.
Thank you, Klaus. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I'm living with a bit of an echo, but I think I can ignore that. Okay.
Maybe because there's two SAMs connected at the same time.
Let's see if I can do it this way. I can't. I'll live with it for the moment. And then when I'm not talking, try to sort it out. Okay. From the very beginning, there's been a problem between the two charters, the NCSG charter and the IMPACT charter. In the IMPACT charter, we include the phrase professional organizations or professional associations. And I think it was meant to catch organizations where professionals had come together for self-education or for civil society social policy outreach. And we've not been able to allow anybody in if the organization was made up of lawyers or insurance agents or just the Rotary Club from a community, because they're all business people. I'd like us to sort that one through for two reasons. One is that frequently, in the case of things like Rotary Clubs and so forth, they have a social agenda. The other is to discuss whether or not the self-education aspect qualifies, yes or no. I would think yes, but others think no, because we'd like them to be more knowledgeable about Internet governance and how it impacts on what they do and how they could participate in it from the civil society side. So that's the one that I'd like to put on the table. Also, I'd add to that that there's a pressure on not-for-profits to move towards social business, and then we have to figure out how we're going to handle that, B corporation type stuff. And lastly, but I would say keep it separate now, I think we need to come back to how we deal with not-for-profits in entities like China. But that's a second issue, and I don't want to put it on the table right now. And I'd like some feedback or comments, and I'll try and get rid of one of my subscriptions here.
Thank you very much, Sam. Tapani, is there any kind of comment you would like to make?
Thank you, Klaus. And Sam, that is a good point. When I look at what the NCSG charter says, if you have this incorporated as a non-commercial entity or unincorporated, operates on a non basis primarily for non-commercial purposes. I guess that's your problem here. But I do not see it likely to that we will be reviewing or changing the NCSG charter soon, like not within a year. And while it might have been in some way convenient to do that in this point, I really don't see it happening. It would be actually even better to do NCSG charter first and then everything else. But as it is, I'll deal with that. And then if you want to set up NPOC members, they have to fit within this definition. How much that definition can be stretched to, well, it's primarily for non-commercial purposes.
Yeah.
I guess you would have to bring that to the NCSG Executive Committee for debate, or for NCSG discuss, at least for that matter, if there are some borderline cases. But maybe you could come up with an example, a specific case that you'd like to bring in, but it doesn't fit in with this now. Try to move this discussion forward in that way, or at least a well-defined hypothetical case. Sam, if you can't explain.
Okay. Can I come
now? No, Sam, you can't. John, did you want to talk? No, John had her hand up.
So,
Sam.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's John, can you hear me? Okay, no, I'll, Tapani addressed that it's, you know, this whole non-commercial, so I'm good. I took my hand down, by the way, so I listen to Sam.
Okay, Sam, if you don't mind, I think actually what, that's why I go first. I think what Tapani just suggested is a very, very good way forward. I think we have a real problem, and the real problem is really how do you interpret primarily for non-commercial purposes? And there is a whole range. For example, you could do fundraising through selling things, through doing things in order to fund something which is purely non-commercial and things like that. So the way forward to me would be to have three or four cases described and start discussing that not only in the NCUC policy committee, but also throw it out to the wider community, even maybe even the board, and to say, though, what do you think is actually the definition of primarily for non-commercial purposes? Because I don't think that we actually need to change so much or desire to change of the NCSC charter. Maybe the thing is not in changing the words, but clarifying exactly what the meaning of these words are. What are the boundaries of these words? So my proposal would be to, maybe with the help of Bernadetta and other people, to have examples and really find out what actually are the boundaries of this primary for non-commercial purposes. Okay, sorry, Sam, now you are.
Okay, thank you, Klaus. Sam, for the record, that's the point that I have been trying to drive forward for the past 18 months. I have tried to drive forward the point that the wording of the NCSG charter and the wording of the impact charter produce a confusion, and that the dialogue needs to be to sort out the confusion, not to change the NCSG charter. I would add that the proposed change, one of the proposed wording changes in the impact charter would make the situation more complicated and worse, so we have to address that. But what we need is clarity on understanding here. We don't necessarily need to change. Now, I don't believe we need to change the NCSG charter at all. So it's not, the rebuttal should not be the NCSG charter is not up for review, but the dialogue should be around an understanding of the meaning of phrases in the NCSG charter and the existing phrases and possible new phrases in the NPOC charter after the review. I agree that putting together several simple, short, one-paragraph cases and saying this is where the confusion lies given the existing wording, and we need to sort out the confusion. And I'm prepared to work on that.
That's good. So the question, I just see Remy and India. Are you having any comments? It's good to not listen to having to listen all the time to the people who always have something to say. If that is not the case, what I would really suggest is that we talk about now how to create these case samples and what to do with them. So I think the good idea would be, thank you, Remy. I think a good idea would be Sam and Bernadetta, would you be interested in working with Sam on this? Is that something staff would be interested in?
Hi, Klaus, this is Bernadetta speaking. Sorry, I was on mute. I'm sorry, helping with what exactly?
To do these cases, to do one paragraph, five or six or seven cases, what definitions are really real-life cases of, and then to describe what is not-for-profit or not-for-profit, non-commercial, and how we define that, and then we have to get this discussion into the NCSG level and also, I think, on the wider community level, because I think the consensus here is that, at least so far, is that we don't have to change too much the wording of especially of the NCSG charter, but that we need to be clear about the definition, what these words are meaning. I'm very happy to also work on that and work with them on this one, but I think we need a fairly straightforward process on getting that done. So is that something you as staff would be interested in working with them on, at least on the first draft, and then throwing it out to us again to discuss it?
Sure, I think that's something that staff can help with.
Okay, Sam and Benedetta, how long do you think you need to get the first draft done? Sorry that I nail you on the wall, but we don't have too much time. I would really like to know how we get this going.
Sam here, for the record. I'm trying to think that through. I have 3 days of intensive conferences coming up, and then I have to travel. I'm worried about between now and the 25th as how much time I can carve out. I'll try to carve out some time. I'll get part of it done, but between now and the 25th, I'm under pretty intensive pressure.
Okay, and I just see Remy is typing quite vigorously, and he would like to join the little group. The more, the merrier. So you three get together. And Remy, just to save me some typing, what part of the agenda are we? I have no idea what the agenda is because our working group leader Ponchele is unable somehow. To join us, so I'm just living here on the wing of a prayer and try to improvise, especially as we started half an hour late. Is that a question with the definition of what is actually not for profit? I think we are fairly clear on that one, how to proceed. Tapani, please.
Yeah, just pointing out that if we are going to discuss the meaning of or interpretation of NCSG charter, it should be done within the NCSG. So if you come up with some text, you still have to bring it to either NCSG executive committee or NCSG discuss for wider discussion. It will not go well if you come up with this is the definition thing and everybody there will be surprised. But of course, we're doing some preliminary proposal or suggesting text will be fine.
Tapani, it would be completely misunderstood if any text we come up with is seen as a definition we want to stick by. This is a pure for consultation only, just for clarification. And thank you for bringing up this point, and it has to be absolutely clear to everybody, and I hope that everybody is on the same understanding. Whatever we come up with is just the basis for consultation and dialogue. So it's not that we come up with a definition and say, okay, this is now the definition of not-for-profit, and we have to stick it for it with the rest of, for the rest of our life, and everybody has to follow us. I hope that you all agree with that one. Tapani, Sorry, you're saying, I'm sure it's clear for you. I'm just worried about how NCUC see it. And I'm sorry, even as a Lutheran minister, I would love to quote you back out of the Bible and say, am I my brother's keepers? I can't all the time do something or not do something because other people might disinterpret it. And I think all our calls, all our deliberation, including this one, are completely open and transparent. And if people want to read a conspiracy into that one, they can be my guest, but I'm not taking them serious. I'm sorry about that. Okay, thank you very much. As the group is a little bit larger now, I just would like to let everybody know who is new for the group, the way we are going, agreed to work on. If you see on the right-hand corner of your Adobe Connect, Ponchele is now here, but he can't use voice. So all I would like to tell people, if you look at the right hand corner of your Adobe Connect screen, you see the web links, and there is the NPOC charter and there's an issues tracker. And what we decided in our first meeting was basically to use a pre-designed form to collect issues and to discuss these issues and come to solutions to these issues in this kind of calls, and basically having these issues as a working document. So if you want to see where we are, what the issues are, or more important, if you want to add an issue, please go to the issues tracker, look at it, comment on the different issues, and also, as I said, more important, add to the next issues. So Sam and Ponchele, as you, I know Ponchele, you can't talk, but Ponchele, as a group leader and as a leader of this discussion, which is the issue, or what are the things you would like to discuss now? Now as the next point, so we have as the first issue the definition for not-for-profit. What would be the next issue? Which is to discuss, or Sam, do you have anything? John, please.
Great, John, for the record. One of the issues that I have, and you know me, you'll probably get mad at me, I'm always a broad thinker, so, you know, just be patient, is have we adopted as MPOC a definition of civil society? Hello?
Yep. Don't you hear thinking? Sam? Sam, you're on.
Okay, yeah. Let me come back to Joan on that one. We don't have a working definition of civil society because, in fact, if you look around, they are either such general statements that they're all that they include things that the charter would say no to, or they're so specific that they exclude things that the charters would say yes to. So I think that the path forward here is to look at the edges of what kind of the not-for-profit, NGO, civil society universe and say, this is the band where we have some confusion. We're not clear if these groups qualify or don't. They have a social mission, that's clear, but this is something about the way they are constituted. We're looking at, it's not so much the mission that they have, but the way they're constituted that is causing the issues within the existing charters, and we hope can get resolved as we revise our charter, and I think as I keep saying, the existing wording in the existing charters has produced the issue. It's not as though we're trying to capture new space. We're trying to resolve an old dilemma. So we may want to have a description of civil society, but whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, it won't address the problem that I'm concerned with.
Okay. John, you're next, and I have a comment on this one.
It's John for the record. I guess where I'm coming from is if we're going out there, which we are now going out there to engage our members and to build relationships, and I do agree with you, Sam, that there are lots of definitions of what civil society is. I just think that we should take a look at it and maybe even have a statement on which one is the closest that we adopt. For example, in Canada, in Canadian, or live in Canada, you know that at least it's now changing again. If you're a group that's advocacy, the government question whether or not you're civil society. But it's social justice as far as I was concerned as somebody involved in a not-for-profit. So, you know, I think that we need to give some leadway or some statement on what we accept as civil society in the context of not-for-profits and operational concerns. Thanks.
John, I think you just raised a very interesting issue, and let me try to give you my opinion on this one, and I think it really, really nicely coincides with one of the emails Cassie Kleinman just a few hours sent with regard to the NCUC review. And basically, it's I'm just trying to find the email of Cassie, and I will read it to you because here it is. I think the purpose of the NCUC has been misplaced. The purpose of NCUC is to represent non-commercial community online, political speech, personal speech, research, educational speech, and individual speech, and so on and so on. Domain names for non-commercial purposes. And what Cathy is doing here is something which is also key to our discussion. We are not supposed, and I don't think it's our role, to represent civil society or something which is NGOs or something which is what we are there to do, to represent are operational concerns of not-for-profit organizations. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to say is about the function we are doing. We have functioned to get there, how to say that, the best, it's not about representing groups, it's representing specific concerns of a defined clientele. Sorry that I got so confused at the end. Sam, save me.
Okay, that Sam here, that was my last, the hand up was still from before, but let me just make a comment here. Yeah, I see this as a two-stage operation of concerns focus. One is to get them to understand that there are benefits and risks of policies that are being developed within ICANN, and that they should be engaged in that policy process to represent not just themselves, but the not-for-profit, civil society, constituency. The other is to get them to understand that the operational concerns, the internet governance policies are now popping up all over the place, and that good citizenship and good stewardship of the internet and good citizenship ecosystem means that they should also be paying attention to what's going on at the other levels outside ICANN. That's the kind of spin off of it, but our focus is to get them, you know, as NPOC to understand the benefits and risks of being of the internet governance policies from within ICANN, but we do need to get them aware of that other stuff. And we need to get ICANN more aware of that other stuff, in my view.
Okay, thank you, Sam. So basically,
stuff, I mean internet governance.
Yes, okay, Sam. So just for clarity's sake, so we had the first issue, which is basically definition for what is non-commercial or things for it, and now we have an issue basically what do we do and who or what do we actually represent? I think that that is a question I think it's so vague in the Charter of NPOC that I think it would be a good idea to make it an issue really just to ask the questions, who or what do we represent? And I think this is something we should add to our issue list to move on. And I think we should take the email from Kathy Kleinman, even if it addresses the NCOC charter. I think this is actually a very good point also for our NPOC deliberations. Are there any further questions with regard to this issue point? Any comments? Anybody else want something on the issue of who or what do we represent? Doesn't look like it. You please read the email, the chat comment from Benedetta, the long one, and let me know how you want to move there, and especially punctually, because I'm only the default chair of this meeting, and I really don't want to make the habit of deciding anything here. So as this was our second issue, if we are mentioning here today, we've got 10 minutes left or 9 minutes left. Is there anybody else who would like to start a third issue here and now, please? Anybody who wants to start something? Up has a burning issue or anything he wants to add to the issues list? Come on, help me out here.
Both.
Yes, please, Sam. Sorry, I was reading the chat.
Okay. A couple of things we might want to think about is, and these they come up in doing the charter, but they're not part of the charter, and that's that. No, I'll hold them back. I'm sorry. I don't want to raise them now. No. Change my mind.
Okay. Okay, punctually, you seem to be wanting to rewind the wheel, and you like the format that Benedetta is proposing. So, what I would like to do here and now, and not to go too far, I would say, please, punctually, you can make this, or Benedetta makes this available to everybody who's on the list or anybody who's participating in this conversation. And we stop basically the discussion on the issues here and now. And I hope that Pontelé will guide us then during the week towards the next meeting, and also that we have at the next meeting less technical problems. So how does that sound to you? Is that okay with you, and especially Pontelé? Is that in your spirit? As I'm seeing, Ponsolino's typing, but Benedetta, so is there anybody who wants to raise something, any other business, anything they want to get mentioned? No? Okay, then I just would like to note that the next that the next call will be next week, same day at the same time. And as I said, hope to see you all there and hope to be clearer about the process and hope that we are clear about the technical problems. The only last thing is what I would like to do is Mariam, could you please, after the two things we talked about, the two issues and what we want to do about it, to the issues list. And otherwise, if nobody has anything to say, thank you very much for your time. And I hope, as I said, I hope things getting a little bit smoother next time. Thank you very much. But also, I would like to be very, very grateful for the participation of non-NPOC participants. That's really appreciated. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the call. Apologies again for the technical difficulties today. Thank you. Have a good evening. Van, you may stop the recording.
Thank you.
Connect online. Thank you.